Zoomer Radio, Celine Dion. We saw Celine for the very first time last night at the Grammys presenting Taylor Swift with a big, big award. It was wonderful to see her and secretly hoping that she would maybe be announcing some kind of comeback. Not yet, but fingers crossed for the
future,
right?
Not yet, but she looks really good.
Yeah, she looked fantastic.
I'm sure she is being treated by all the very best specialists.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Okay, what is the deal with this winter? 28 days of cloud and fog in December, 26 days of the same in January. Doesn't look like we've had much snow, and it feels milder too. And before the incredible weekend that we just enjoyed, it had been 10 weeks since we had two sunny weekend days. Is it climate change? Is it El Nino, La Nina, or something else? Our guest is the expert with all the answers, world-famous senior climatologist with Environment Canada, David Phillips. Good to have you back, Dave.
Hey, thank you guys for having me aboard. And you know what, Sam? It's all of the above. I mean, just mix it all together. But it takes a lot for me to shake my head. I've been in the business 50 years, and so I really have to be impressed by an anomaly or weather happening that is different. And what we saw on Saturday and Sunday, honest to God, more hours of clear skies than we had in all of January or all of December.
Wow!
And in fact, it's even more spectacular than that, because you can have clear skies at night, but you don't see it. I mean, the sun is there. It's not there, but, you know, the clear sky, but you don't appreciate it. And we had, for example, on the weekend, we had 13 hours where we could see actually the sun. I had to be reintroduced to that celestial
Me
bar.
Too.
Like, I mean, God, yeah. What was that? Do you see?
Yeah.
And the fact that in all of December and January, during the day when you would look up to the sky and see that sun, we had only 3 hours where we could actually see the sun, where on the weekend we had in total about 10 or 11 hours.
So it felt remarkable
about change. And
yep.
So if Wyerton Willie brought that on, thank God for Wyerton Willie.
About that, Dave, despite
yes.
Wyerton Willie's forecast of an early spring, we all want to know if we'll get one of those big snowstorms in southern Ontario this winter.
Well, you know, I recall what he said. They try to forget what he says. I mean, it's 15 minutes of fame for him. That was Friday, I guess. But he said, along with others, that, hey, spring is just around the corner. Well, I wonder if winter is just around the corner. We haven't had winter. I mean, come on. I would have said, maybe if he had seen his shadow with 6 weeks of winter, what we would have got. We haven't had it at all. And I don't want to, be a crepe hanger here, but my sense is that you can't write the obituary on winter like yet. I mean, typically from 1st of February on in Toronto, we get about 43%, so a little less than half of our annual snowfall. So you haven't finished shoveling, plowing, and pushing. We've only pushed and shoveled about the worst snow we had in one day was 5 centimeters. So guys, you know, I think we haven't seen the coldest day of the winter, and we haven't seen the snowiest day of the winter yet.
Okay, I just want to cut in, Dave, because I feel like you've been throwing Willie under the bus. Can I just say that? I feel like perhaps the climatologist a little jealous of
the groundhog. You're right.
Okay?
I know. I mean, but, you know, he's stuffed. He's like a five-finger puppet, or he's a mascot. He comes in different disguises, do you see?
Next you're going to tell us there's no Santa Claus. You need to stop it.
I know, but he's been on Oprah. He's been on the Oval Office with Ronald Reagan. You know, I mean, he's famous, this guy, but honest to God.
He is.
I mean, it is. I really think he does bring us a moment where we can get our minds off our credit card debts and our relationships, and we can think about, hey, winter is at least half over. And,
okay. Yeah, so Dave, sorry, just in the interest of time, what about sunshine going forward through February? Will it be a sunny month? And what about the temperatures?
Oh, I think so. I mean, my sense this week, we're going to see temperatures that are going to get up to about 9 degrees warmer than normal. We're going to see a lot of maple syrup weather, melting during the day, freezing at night. Good. So I think there's a lot of a good walking weather for people. Sunshine, temperatures that would be jacket weather or just, you know, gloves and that kind of thing. I mean, but we still have, we're gaining time of 2.5 minutes a day. So everything's looking up, but I still think that we can't sort of say winter is over.
Okay. World-famous senior climatologist with Environment Canada. No, it's not Wyerton Willie. It's Dave Phillips. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye now.
And let's check the drive-in.